I think I selected the passage today is just to share with you what we've been learning as a family this past year.
我今天选择经文就是在我们过去年当中我们整个肢体我们在一起学习的。
And perhaps what God is doing in our lives will also be an encouragement for you as well.
希望神在我们身上所做的工作也同样能成为各位的鼓励。
This past month, my sister and I have been trying to finish clearing out my mom's house.
在过去这个月当中 我的姐妹跟我在一起我们尝试着来整理我母亲的家。
She had passed away last February.
她去年二月她去世。
So it's taken us about this long just to deal with the different issues and just start to work on trying to sell the house.
就经过这么长的一段时间让我们能够渐渐的适应然后来尝试的来把这个房子卖掉。
The process is quite challenging because we have to decide what we want to keep and what we need to throw away.
这个过程非常的困难因为我们必须要决定我们什么需要留下来什么东西要丢掉。
And it brings out a lot of emotions.
这就我们有很多这种感情上的这个
Now, those of you who know my mom, you know that she keeps a lot of things.
你们如果认识我母亲，你们知道她留下，她喜欢保留很多的东西。
She had a lot of jars with pennies.
她有很多的这个罐子里头有这些一分钱的这些硬币。
She kept my first grade homework.
她把我一年级的功课也留下来。
She kept a lot of different things.
她把很多的不同的东西她都保留下来。
I remember I want to throw out her Reader's Digest.
我记得有一次我想把这个她拥有这个读者文摘丢掉。
Because they went all the way back to 1968.
因为他们一直在保留到他们保存的读者文摘是到从1968年开始。
Right. And I said, Mom, you never go back and read it. Why do you want to keep it?
我跟我母亲说妈你根本不会再回去读这些为什么你要保存呢
And she said, well, maybe you'll find that one illustration for your sermon.
她说也许你会在里头找到一个跟你能够帮助你讲到的
find an illustration. Yeah.
And 一个这个 illustration.
But I never went back to look.
所以但是我从来没有再回去找这些读者文摘。
So when it comes to figuring out what we want to keep and what we want to donate, what we need to throw away, it's difficult because we know that mom kept everything.
所以你们知道我要想决定什么东西要保存什么东西要丢这很难因为我母亲把所有的东西都保存下来。
Yeah.One of the things we came out, we found one of these figurines that she had.
有一个东西我们找到，就是说她找一个这个陶瓷做这个小玩偶。
Now, if you actually look at this, you find out that a couple of the bears had broken off.
所以你如果看到这个玩偶，你可以看到这个小熊啊，有的地方它已经破掉。
And it was glued back together.
然后它又被粘回去。
And it was actually broken out in several different places.
他其实他有几个地方不同的地方都破了。
You might ask, why would mom keep such a broken figure?
你也许会问为什么我母亲留下这样的破掉的这个玩偶呢
？And the reason was because when mom held it, it would bring her a smile to her face.
这个原因是当我母亲拿着这个时候，她的笑容就展现在她面脸上。
Because she remembered the occasion by which it was given.
因为她记得这个是在什么样的场合给她的。
So she sorted out the items in her house.
当我们清理他家里的东西的时候
That's what determines what we keep and what we decide to donate or throw away.
这就是我们用来决定什么东西要保留什么东西要丢掉的条件
In her house, all the items at one time or other brought happiness.
在他家里的东西在某些时候都给他带来快乐
There's a food processor.
就有这个处理这个菜的这个机器
So she could make闽南语是薄饼
所以他可以做薄饼。
And there is a picture on the wall.
这个墙上图画。
There's souvenirs for vacations.
还有这个旅行的纪念品。
But it's the things that actually bring joy that will be kept.
但是唯有那些能够带来喜乐的东西，我们把它留下来。
When we were sorting things out, we realized there's a difference between happiness and joy.
当我们在清理这些东西的时候，我们意料到这个快乐跟喜乐有一点不一样。
Happiness is an emotion we feel when circumstances are good.
快乐就是我们当我们境况很好的时候，我们的一种感情。
It's something that when something good happens to us.
当我们身上有一些好的遭遇的时候。
Or something that we enjoy.
或者是东西我们很享受的时候
something that helps us out
有些东西我们帮助我们的时候
but happiness is fleeting
但是这个快乐是很短暂
sometimes happiness fades over time
有些时候快乐它跟着时间它就淡去了
sometimes happinessfades very quickly.
有些时候快乐很快的就过去。
When you get a 42-inch HD TV, it can make you really happy.
当你买了42寸的这个电视，可以让你很高兴。
You set it up.
你把它装好。
And then you open up the newspaper to see what channels to watch.
然后你打开报纸看你要看什么频道。
And found out you can get a 60-inch for the same price.
但是你看到广告，你可以买60寸的，用同样价钱买到60寸的电视。
That.Happiness disappears very quickly.
然后这个快乐很快的就消失了。
One is usually not happy when things go well. When we're going through trial.
人，我们当我们遇到试炼的时候，通常我们都不会快乐。
When last year it was hard to be happy.
去年很难让我们能够快乐。
Because we kept on thinking about mom.
因为我们一直不停的想我们的想我的母亲。
Mom was happy with many things.
我的妈妈她为了很多事情她都可以快乐。
But we realized the things we wanted to keep were the things that give her joy.
但是我们想到我们想要留下的东西是那些能够带给她喜乐的东西。
Because joy lasts.
因为喜乐可以延续到永远。
Joy does not change regardless of the circumstances.
喜乐它不会因着我们周围的环境而改变。
It is actually a character quality.
这其实是一种一种品格，一种品质。
So when we see mom in heaven,
我们当我们看在天堂见到我母亲的时候
，she's not going to say, "Remember that food processor?"
她不会跟我问我们说，你记不记得那个处理菜的机器
？But she'll think about the bear.
但是她会想到这个小熊。
And she'll say, "I remember when you gave that to me."
他会说：“我记得你们给我的那个小熊。”
And that will bring joy.
这就会给我们带来喜乐。
Today I want to preach out a revelation.
今天我所要分享的是启示录。
And I know that Mr. Pong is preaching out of Revelation.
因为我知道彭弟兄他最近在讲启示录的信息。
I'm not going to add to him, but when I read books, I like to go to the end of the end of the book.
我不想要在他信息有加添什么，但是当我读一本书，我通常喜欢偷看这个结尾。
Because I always like to see what the ending is.
因为我常常想看结局是怎么样。
And I'll go back and read through everything.
然后我再回头从头看。
But today I just want to give you a glimpse of where Revelation is going.
所以今天我们就给大家稍微看到启示录的结束是怎么样。
And I'd like for us to look at Revelation chapter 21.
我想要大家翻到启示录二十一章。
And I apologize, everything is in English because 我的中文有还需要进步 so.
很抱歉，这个东西都是中文的。
Okay,
英文。这东西都是英文。
对。Okay, so we're going to look at Revelation chapter 21 and let's look at verses 1 through 7.
我们启示录二十一章，我们看第一到第七节。
Okay, I'll read, if you can read with me in the odd verses in English and with Mr. Huang in Chinese, the even verses.
So 我们用英文读单数节，用中文读双数节。
So verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there's no longer any sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了。就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and He shall dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be among them."
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And He who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new."And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true."
他又对我说，都成了。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.We're just going to stop here.
我们就停到这里。
Now this passage describes our future.
这一段经文它讲到我们的未来。
This is what we have to look forward when we get to heaven.
这是我们到天堂以后我们所能够看到的事情。
It is a place not just where we will have happiness.
这不是一个我们仅能得到快乐的地方。
But also a place of joy as well.
而是它也是一个充满了喜乐的地方。
It's a place that gives us hope and courage to press forward in our lives today.
这是一个这个地方能够让我们有这个盼望和这个勇气来勇往直前。
And I want to share with us how principles of how we can have joy in our lives today as well as in the future.
我想跟大家分享一些原则，就是不管在今天或者在将来，都能够帮助我们这些原则。
The first thing this passage helps us understand is that joy in life is found in Jesus.
所以这个段经文它所帮助我们第一件事情就是这个喜乐，我们人生的喜乐是在耶稣基督里面。
If you look at this passage, you find that Jesus is the foundation for everything.
所以你看了那个经文，你就知道耶稣他是一切事情的根基。
How many times do you see Jesus in the passage?
你们在这段经文里都看到耶稣有几次呢？
You look at verse 2, Jesus is the husband that's given to us.
你看到第二节他说耶稣他就是那给我们的丈夫。
If you look at verse 3, you find that Jesus is Emmanuel.
所以你们看到第三节耶稣他就是 Emmanuel.
In other words, God dwells with us.
换句话说神要与我们同在。
Verse 5, Jesus is the mold of our renewal. In other words, we are new in Christ.
所以第五节这边讲耶稣他是我们更新的这个模子。
Verse 6, it says, He is the blueprint of history. He is the beginning and the end.
第六节他讲到耶稣他就这个他是历史的蓝图他是起初他也是幕后。
We know that Jesus was first prophesied in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
我们可以知道第一次预言到耶稣是在创世纪第三章十五节。
And we know that he will complete the task in Revelation chapter 5.
我们也知道他在启示录第五章讲到他会完成他的工作。
In verse 6, it talks about the living water. Jesus is our living water.
第六节讲到耶稣他是活水。
And if we keep on going to verse 23, we find out that Jesus is the light of the world.
我们如果继续看到第二十三节讲到耶稣他是世上的光。
And we go to chapter 22, verse 2, we find that Jesus is the giver of eternal life.
我们如果看到二十二章第二节耶稣他是这个永生的赐给者。
So in today's passage, Jesus is the foundation of everything.
所以在我们今天的经文讲到耶稣他是一切事的根源。
But if we go through all the scripture, we find out that Jesus is also the source of joy.
但是我们看到同样的我们也可以看到耶稣他是我们喜乐的根源。
Whenever the Bible talks of Jesus,many times it equates it with joy.
当圣经里头讲到耶稣，常常跟他拿来跟喜乐一起并提。
Zechariah chapter 2 verse 10, which prophesies the coming Messiah, says, "Sing for joy and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst," declares the Lord.
撒迦利亚书第二章十节是讲到即将要来的弥赛亚，他这边讲到锡安城啊，应当欢乐歌唱，因为我来要住在你中间，这是耶和华说的。
Zechariah 9 verse 9 says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey."
撒迦利亚书九章九节。西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和地骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
In Luke chapter 1:44, when John the Baptist, even who he was not born, when he saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, when the sound of your greeting reached your ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy."
路加福音第一章四十四节这边讲到施洗约翰在他还没出生的时候他听到耶稣他就讲因为你问安的声音一入我耳我腹里的胎就欢喜跳动。
When the angel told the shepherds of Jesus' coming in Luke chapter 2, he said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. Today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior,Who is Christ the Lord?
在路加福音第二章十节十一节这边讲到 那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And if you go to Jesus' message, the Last Supper, in John 15:11, he says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
接下来我们看耶稣的信息，就是在他最后的晚餐，记载在约翰福音15:11，这边讲到，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So we see in the Bible that whenever we see Jesus, there is joy that is oftentimes tied with Jesus' presence.
所以我们看到这些经文，我们常常看到，我们只要提到基督耶稣，他就会有这种喜乐跟他一起并提。
Revelation chapter 21 and 22, heaven is built on Jesus.
所以在启示录21:22这么讲到，这个天堂呢，就是因着耶稣而造。
And we know that when we think of heaven, we think of joy.
所以当我们想到天堂，我们就想到喜乐。
The Bible helps us understand that joy is found in the person of Jesus.
所以圣经帮助我们了解这个喜乐呢，就是我们在耶稣这个人身上所能够找到。
Now you may say, well, it's good to have joy when we get to heaven.
你也许会讲，是啊，我们到天堂的时候，我们能够得到喜乐是很好。
And we look forward to going to heaven.
我们也很期待能够到天堂。
But what does it have to do with my struggles today?
但是这对我今天所面临的困难有什么帮助呢？
Well, we need to understand that if Jesus is the source of joy, then joy is not just in the future.
但是我们明白了，耶稣他是喜乐的根源，这个根源并不光光是在未来。
It can be experienced in the present as well.
这也是可以在我们现在目前的一种经历。
If we look to verse 6, Jesus said that I am the Alpha and Omega.
如果你们看到第六节这边讲，耶稣说我是阿拉法，我是俄梅嘎。
And this is mentioned two other times in Revelation.
这同样在启示录其他两个地方也有提到。
It is always a confirmation, a sign of authority of what Jesus is saying.
所以耶稣他讲到总是充满了权柄的。
Now, when you think about Alpha and Omega, what does it mean?
当你想到阿拉法、俄梅伽，你想到什么呢？
When you think of Alpha and Omega, it's actually the Hebrew way of saying alphabet.
所以这阿拉法、俄梅伽，它是在希伯来文里头，它讲到这个他们的这个字母。
We get alphabet.
我们有字母。
But what does alphabet mean?
所以这个字母是什么意思呢？
Right? In Greek, it's alpha and beta.
所以在希腊文里头，这个是 alpha 跟 beta。
So when they say alphabet, they're saying alpha and beta.
所以当他们讲字母的时候，他们是讲到 alpha 跟 beta。
But in Hebrew, the Jews use the first letter and the last letter to describe their alphabet.
所以当在希伯来文里头，他们用第一个字母跟最后一个字母来描述这个字母。
And I think that.When we hear Jesus says, I am the Alpha and Omega, it is a significant statement.
所以当我们听到耶稣他讲我是阿拉法，我是 Omega, 这是一个非常有意义的一句话。
Because the alphabet defines everything.
因为这个字母呢，它定义了所有的事情。
It opens up the world for us.
它为我们打开了这整个世界。
My youngest daughter is 3 years old.
我最小的女儿是3岁。
And she loves to look through books.
她喜欢读书。
But she does not understand because she does not know how to read.
但是她没办法了解，因为她还不会读。
But she is at a point where she is starting to understand that letters make up words.
但是她现在她尝试了解，就是说这些字呢是这些字母组成的。
And as she starts to recognize these things, she begins to see different things all around.
当他了解到这的时候，他就可以在他周围，他可以看到很多的不同的字。
So she sees a red piece of metal, and she can say stop.
所以他当他看到一个红的这个金属的时候，他可以说这是停。
And she'll say stop, stop.
他会说这是 stop, 停。
And she gives her the authority to tell daddy stop.
所以他也常常用这个字，他说爸停。
You see, when we know words, the world opens up to us.
所以当我们 学习到这些字的时候，我们整个世界就在我们面前就敞开了。
But I think when it comes to life, when Jesus says, I'm the Alpha and Omega,
所以当耶稣他讲说我是阿拉法、欧米伽的时候，
it means that life is defined by Jesus.
这是表示我们的生命是由耶稣所定义。
He is the alphabet of life.
他是我们生命的字母。
Every situation and circumstance is defined by our Alpha and Omega.
所以我们面临的状况、都是由这个字母所定义的。
Colossians chapter 1 verses 16 to 17 says this, For by him all things were created, both in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
哥罗西书第一章十六到十七节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
If Jesus is our Alpha and Omega, then He is in control of everything.
如果耶稣他就是我们的阿拉法、欧米伽，他是主管、掌控一切的。
Nothing is by chance.
没有任何事情是偶然的。
You know, evolutionists say that if you give a monkey a typewriter,
我们知道那些进化论的人讲，他说你如果把一个打字机给一个猴子
，by chance he can write Shakespeare's works.
但是靠着这个偶然的机会，他可以打出一本莎士比亚的名著出来。
It'll take you billions of years.
这个会花上这个好几十亿年的时间。
But Jesus is our Alpha and Omega.
但是耶稣他是我们的阿拉法、欧米伽。
And that means that nothing is by chance.
这表示没有一件事情是偶然的。
Your life is being typed out by Jesus each and every day.
我们的人生就是耶稣他每天一直不断的打出来。
So verse 6 helps us understand that joy in life is not only found in Jesus, but is also found in Jesus' sovereignty.
所以在这第六节讲到我们的人生的喜乐不但发在耶稣身上能够找，而且是在耶稣的主权上能够找到。
Jesus reminds us no matter what situation we are in, Jesus is still in full control.
耶稣提醒我们，不管我们目前的境况怎么样，他是掌管一切。
Whether we face cancer,
不管我们是面临的癌症
or we face job loss,
或者我们面临失业
or maybe the loss of our loved ones,
或是我们失掉了我们的亲人
it is not by chance.
这不是偶然的。
Because Jesus is the Alpha and Omega.
因为耶稣他是阿拉法、欧米伽。
And he is typing up the words of our life each and every day.
他每天不断地用他的手打出我们人生的字。
This is why we have the book of Revelation.
这就是为什么我们要有启示录这本书。
The primary purpose of the book is not to define the last things.
这个启示录主要的目的并不是来为我们最后的这些结局来下定义。
If you look at the commentaries, you find out the purpose of the book of Revelation is actually to encourage believers.
如果你们发现这些解经书，你们发现这个启示录它其实用来鼓励我们这些信徒。
Because As John was writing it out, Christians were beginning to face severe persecution.
因为当约翰他写这本书的时候，基督徒那时候正面临非常大的逼迫。
And many Christians began to wonder about their faith.
所以很多的基督徒就开始信心动摇。
They said, if all these things are happening, does that mean that God is not in control?
他们想到为什么这些事情会发生了，是不是神已经没有在做主了呢？
So God gave us the book of Revelation.
所以神他赐给我们这本书。
It was intended to strengthen believers to help them face situations that seem hopeless.
所以他为了要来加强信徒的信心，即使在他们面临好像毫无指望的情况的时候。
Show them that there is a hope and a future.
来告诉他们，他们还是有一个未来，有盼望。
So as the Christians were facing persecution.
当这些基督徒面临逼迫的时候
，as it seemed like the Roman Empire was about to crush them，
在那时候好像罗马帝国将要毁灭他们。
Through the Apostle John, God gave this letter to let believers understand that God is still in control。
借着使徒约翰的手， 我们的主先神借着使徒约翰写这封信，是让他们知道，给这些信徒知道，神还是掌管一切。
Even if the situation seems hopeless，
即使是他们面临的是看起来毫无指望的情况。
Now many people see Revelation and think horror film。
很多人看到启示录就想到这个恐怖片。
Right, we think about I Am Legend。
我们想到 I Am Legend 这部电影。
With Will Smith and so forth, right?、Mm-hmm.And most of the movies about the end times are scary.
那些大部分关于末世的电影都是非常恐怖的。
Now, Revelation is a scary book filled with a lot of horrible images.
启示录它这本书呢，它是充满一些非常恐怖情况的这一本书。
But we need to understand that for believers, it is not a scary book.
但是我们要知道对信徒来说，这是不是一本恐怖的书
？It is a reminder that Jesus is in control.
这是一本来提醒我们，耶稣他还是掌管一切的书。
And it gives us encouragement that justice will be served.
而且这会给我们一种鼓励，就是到时候公义会被伸张。
That evil will be punished.
然后邪恶的人会受到惩罚。
And Jesus will be coming to rescue us.
然后耶稣会来拯救我们。
In truth, the punishments that are occurring are not for believers, but for those that are our enemies.
实际上，那些处罚不是为了信徒，而是降在那些不信的人身上。
You look at Revelation chapter 6, verse 10. The believers are crying out, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, wilt thou refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth?"
启示录第六章十节这边有讲到大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们身流血的冤，要等到几时呢？”
The believers were crying out.
那些信徒大声的呼求。
So from chapter 6 all the way to 21, you find out that God answered their prayers.
所以从第六章一直到21章，你们可以看到神应允了他们的祷告。
And all the horror and the scary things is actually justice.Being carried out.
所以那些恐怖的状况其实就是正义被伸张。
So that the suffering and the pain of the believers will be comforted.
所以那些信徒他们所受的困难痛苦，他们能够得到安慰。
So you go to Revelation chapter 19 verses 1 and 2, you find out after all these things I heard, as it were, a loud voice from the multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because His judgments are true and righteous. For He has judged the great harlot who is corrupting the earth and her immorality. He has avenged the blood of His blood servants on her."
启示录十九章一到二节讲到。此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说哈利路亚救恩荣耀全能都属乎我们的神他的判断是真实公义的因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇并且向淫妇讨留仆人血的罪给他们伸冤
And the reason why these things are carried out in Revelation is indeed to avenge the pain and suffering his children have faced
这些事情在启示录里头它会发生就是因为相信他的子民他们所受的痛苦他们所受的折磨。
So if we come to today's passage in verse 4, it says, Then he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning or crying or pain because the first things have passed away.
今天我们读的经文21章第4节神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Revelation describes an end to pain, an end to suffering, an end to death, an end to hopelessness.
启示录它所讲到的就是我们痛苦的结束，我们受苦的结束，我们死亡的结束，而且我们绝望的结束。
So it is a hope for believers.
这是我们信徒的盼望。
That there's no hopeless situation.
这里头没有这种绝望的情形。
It reminds us that no matter what happens to us, Jesus is still Lord.
这边提醒我们，不管发生的是什么事情，耶稣还是主。
And nothing can take away our joy.
没有任何事情能够夺去我们的喜乐。
There was a story of a missionary that went to visit the slums of Rio de Janeiro.
这里有一个故事讲到一个宣教士他去探访一个在 在这个
Brazil,
在巴西 Rio de Janeiro 这个地方有一个贫民窟。
Right. And his purpose was to go to the slums to see how they could carry out ministry.
他的目的是他想要到这个贫民窟看他怎么样能够来宣教。
And as he was walking along, he saw this old lady that was singing as she was living out of a cardboard box.
当他在这边走的时候，他看到这里有一个老太太，她虽然住在这个纸做的小屋子里头，但是她还在那边很快乐的唱歌。
She had gone through the garbage dump and picked out the things and was preparing her meal.
她在那个垃圾堆里头找她的食物。
And this missionary asked, "How could you be so happy?"
这个宣教士就问他，你为什么能够这么快乐呢
？You live in a cardboard box.
你住在这个用纸搭的房子里头。
And you're eating the garbage that's thrown out by other people.
你吃的是人丢弃的垃圾。
How could you possibly be so happy?
你怎么可能这么快乐呢
？And the old lady pointed to the statue that's on top of the mountain.
这个老太太她就指到在这个山上的这个像。
And if you go to Rio de Janeiro.This is what you will see from every vantage point.
你们如果到这个Rio de Janeiro 这个城市，你们就知道在这山上有这个像。
And she said it is because of him.
她说这全是因为他。
She said there are rich people, there are wealthy people, they're powerful, and they have their lifestyles, but they do not help me at all.
她说这里有很多有钱有势的人，他们可是他们完全没有来帮助我。
But I have Jesus.
但是我有耶稣。
He listens to me.
他听我的祈求。
He helps me every day.
他每天帮助我。
Even here.
即使在这里。
And one day I know that Jesus will bring me home.
有一天我知道耶稣他会带我回家。
You see, the book of Revelation gives us hope.
你知道启示录他给我们盼望。
Because Jesus is saying that no matter how hopeless our situation is, he is still at work.
因为耶稣说，不管我们目前的境况如何的，好像没有希望，但是他还一直在做工。
There's no such thing as a hopeless situation.
这没有在他没有任何绝望的情形。
Romans chapter 8:28, we know this verse. Many of us know this verse. We know that God works all things together for good of those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose.
在罗马书第八章二十八节这边讲到，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know this.Because we can see Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, We fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书12章第2节仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难便坐在神宝座的右边。
Now, when Jesus faced the cross and suffered and died and rose from the dead, he didn't just go off on vacation.
当耶稣受苦上十字架，他复活升天，他并没有就去度假去了。
It says here he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
这边讲到他实际上坐在神宝座的右边。
That means that place is a position of authority.
那个宝座右边这是一个有权柄的位置。
It is the person that executes the will of the king.
这是个执行神旨意的人的位置。
And that means that Jesus is still at work.
这表示耶稣还一直在做工。
So we need to understand from Revelation this wonderful message that joy can be experienced even today.
所以这个很重要我们从启示录学到就是这样的喜乐即使在今天我们也同样能够经历到。
Joy in life is in Jesus Christ.
我们人生的喜乐是在耶稣里面。
Joy in life is because Jesus is sovereign.
我们人生的喜乐是因为耶稣他是有主权。
But if Jesus is sovereign and joy is found in Jesus, then we can experience joy even now.
所以因为耶稣他是有主权而且我们的喜乐是在耶稣里面所以我们今天就能够经历到这个喜乐。
Because we can be at home with joy.
因为我们会有这种有归属感的喜乐。
Many people think that heaven is in the future. It's a place.
很多人认为天堂它是在未来而且它是一个地方。
Now, it is a place.
它是一个地方没错。
But what is most important is actually heaven is in the company of the person that we keep.
但是更重要的是这个天堂是我们跟我们跟有这样的我们跟这个
It's a 陪一个人的那个
我们是跟一个我们的同伴的同在的地方。
There was a couple that was remembering a 20th or 30th anniversary.
有一对夫妇他们在庆祝他们20年或30周年的结婚。
I'm getting old, so I don't quite remember which couple it was.
我已经渐渐年纪大，我也记不得是哪一对夫妇。
I asked my wife, and she couldn't remember either.
我问我太太，她也不记得是哪一对。
But I remember what was said.
但是我记得他们讲的话。
This elderly couple was celebrating their anniversary.
这对年老的夫妇他们在庆祝他们结婚周年。
And they were sharing all their memories.
他们在分享他们的那些过去的记忆。
And the wife was sharing about her children and about her home and all the different experiences.
那位太太她分享她的子女她的家的一些不同的经验。
Now the husband said fewer words.
但是那个先生他讲的就是话就比较少。
He said, "I'm thankful for everything my wife shared."
我很感谢我太太刚刚所分享的。
But in truth, the most joy that I have is my wife.
但是实际上我最大喜乐就是我的太太。
Because when I'm with my wife, I'm at home.
因为当我与我太子跟我，但是当我与我太太同在的时候，我就等于是在家一样。
The wife looked at him and just started to cry.
然后那个太太看着他就忍不住哭了。
But do you understand what the husband was saying?
我们明不明白这个丈夫所说的呢？
It is not the circumstances of life.
不是我们人生所面临的这种状况。
It is not our achievements.
也不是我们的成就。
It is not the experiences that we have.
也不是我们的经历。
But home is with the person that we love.
但是这种有归属感就是我们跟我们所喜爱的人在一起。
What brought the husband joy all these years was not the things or the circumstances of life.
给这位先生带来的喜乐并不是 这些东西或者一些经历。
The joy that this husband had was the time that he could spend with his wife.
这个先生他得到的喜乐是他能够跟他太太在一起的这段时间。
And that is with believers as well.
这个对我们信徒来说也是一样。
Because when Jesus' presence is with us, we are at home with joy.
因为当耶稣他跟我们同在的时候，我们就有这种归属感的喜乐。
Joy is not just a future event.
这个喜乐并不是未来的这个事情。
But because Jesus is with us now, it is a present event as well.
因为耶稣他现在就跟我们同在。
So we need to ask the question, what are we asking for in life?
所以我们必须要问这个问题，我们在这个人生我们所追求的是什么呢？
You look at John chapter 16 verse 24, Jesus said, Until now you have asked for nothing in my name, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be made full.
约翰福音16章24节讲，向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
But the question is, are we asking for happiness?Or are we asking for joy?
但是问题是，我们是要祈求快乐还是喜乐呢？
I believe that many people oftentimes ask for happiness instead of joy.
我认为有一些人，他们常常祈求的是快乐而不是喜乐。
Because we ask for good circumstances.
因为我们祈求能够有好的状况、景况。
The sister shared earlier.
我们姐妹在早间的分享。
Do we pray for a six-figure salary?
我们是不是要祈求有六位数字的薪水呢？
Are we praying to get into an Ivy League school?
我们是不是祈求我们能够进入常春藤的名校呢？
Are we praying for a gorgeous wife or a handsome husband?
我们是不是祈求有一个貌美的妻子或先生呢？
Oftentimes these are what we pray for, right?
常常我们这些都是我们祈求的，对不对？
But I wonder how many of us pray for joy.
但是我不知道我们当中有多少人是为着喜乐来祈求
？Happiness does not last，
因为快乐没办法持久。
You can lose your job，
我们明天就可能失业。
Your house may start to deteriorate，
我们的房子它可能慢慢的就破落了。
Your husband or your wife may not look as they did 40 years from now，
你的先生太太也许没有办法像他40年前那样子。
Joy doesn't change。
但是喜乐它不会改变。
As long as we're with Jesus,
只要我们是与耶稣同在
No matter what happens in this world
不管这个世界上发生什么事情
We can still be at home with joy
我们还是能够有这种归属感的喜乐
C.S. Lewis lost his wife to cancer
C.S. Lewis 他的太太死于癌症
He wrote in Surprised by Joy
a
book
他写了一本书叫做惊喜
He said Joy is more than the sense of the comic more than earthly pleasure to a believer even more than what we call happiness Joy is the enjoyment of God and good things that come from the hand of God If our new freedom in Christ is a piece of angel food cake joy is the frosting The Bible gives us the wonderful words of life. Joy supplies the music. If the way to heaven turns out to be an arduous steep step climb, joy fills, sets up the chairlift.
C.S. Lewis 他讲到这个喜乐呢，他说喜乐不单单是一种喜剧感，而且也不单单是世上的欢乐，它是对一个信徒来讲，它是远远超过我们所谓的快乐。喜乐它就是能够享受神与我们同在而且享受从神手里所给赐给我们那些好的事物如果我们的在耶稣里头的自由它是就像一个蛋糕那我们的喜乐就像这个蛋糕上面的霜一样如果圣经它给我们这些宝贵的生命的话语那喜乐呢它就是赐给我们这个音乐如果我们到天堂的这条路它是非常崎岖难行的话这个喜乐呢就给我们等于我们有一个电缆车一样、
谢谢It's difficult Yeah, C.S. Lewis is very hard to translate、But what he basically shared is when we go through hardships there can still be joy
所以他基本上讲说即使我们碰到困难但是我们还是可以有喜乐
That's the lesson that our family has been learning.
这个就是我们我们家过去所学到的一些功课。
Some of you got our Christmas letter.
有些人有收到我一封圣诞的信。
So you know that it was a tough year for us.
就是过去一年对我们来说是相当困苦的一年。
It wasn't just our mom's passing.
不但是我母亲去世。
We had a variety of unusual circumstances happen to us.
我们也遭遇到一些不寻常的状况。
Now, these things happen, you know, once or twice a year. It's not a, you know, you just say it's coincidence.
如果这件事情它一年只发生一两次，你会觉得说这只是碰巧。
But a lot of different things happened this year, which said God is trying to teach us a lesson.
但是很多事情在同样一年当中发生了，我就想到神也许想要教我们一些功课。
Mom passed away in February.
我的母亲二月去世。
But this year we also had an attempted break-in in our house.
而且今年也有有人想要侵入我们的家里。
We've had that house for 10 years and nothing happened.
我们拥有这个房子已经十年了，过去没有发生过这样的事情。
This last year was the first time someone tried to break in.
过去在去年就第一次有人想要闯入我们的家里。
We had our first major car accident.
我们也有了第一次的大车祸。
You know, we had like fender benders and other things.
我们过去常常有这些小的碰撞。
But this last year, we had the first major accident that totaled one of our cars.
但是去年呢，我们第一次有了这个大车祸，我们的车子全毁。
And last year during the storm, our house flooded.
而且去年在这个暴风雨的时候，我们的地下室就淹水。
Now it's not like 2 feet, it's like 3 inches.
这不是两尺深，而是只有三寸。
But the last time we had it was the first year that we had our house.
上一次我们有这种淹水状况是我们拥有这个房子第一年。
We put in trenches and we didn't have any flooding for 10 years.
我们在周围就挖了一些壕沟，就所以在过去十年就没有再有这种水灾。
And it wasn't until last year that we had our second flooding.
直到去年我们有了第二次的这个淹水经验。
It's not our fault.
这不是我们的错。
Because the water, the sewer, the storm drain in the street.Overflowed, so it came back into our house.
这不是我们说，因为这街上那排水系统淹水，所以就淹到我们家里面来。
So it was not a good year.
过去那一年不是一个不是很好的一年。
But Esther gave this testimony.
但是 Esther 她给了这样的一个见证。
She knows that I don't like interruptions.
她知道我不喜欢这种 突然突发的事情。
Because I'm a control sort of guy.
因为我喜欢控制一切。
I'm an engineer by training.
因为我所受的训练是我是个工程师。
So I like things to go smooth.
所以我喜欢事情过程是很平稳的。
So as I was sucking up the water, Esther was praying for me.
当我在那边吸水的时候，这个 Esther 就替我祷告。
Because she knows when things I get interrupted, I get angry and I get upset.
因为他知道当我被这个这种突发的事情常会让我感到生气。
Like my mom, I have a short temper.
就像我母亲一样，我的脾气有点暴躁。
So Esther was praying for me.
所以 Esther 她替我祷告。
And she went down to check.
所以她来地下室来看我。
And she found me not tense.
她发现我并没有很紧张的样子。
I was calm and collected.
我很平静。
And she could hear me singing Christmas carols in the basement.
而且她可以听到我在地下室唱这个圣诞歌。
So she asked me, are you okay?
她问我，你还好吗？
I shared with her after I finished sucking up the water.
我吸完水以后，我跟大家分享。
I said, after this past year, because this happened, if I remember, November.
因为我记得这大概是11月份发生的事情。
I said, after mom's death,
我说在母亲去世以后
After the attempted burglary,
在那个这个小偷想要跑到我们家这件事情以后
After car being totaled,
在这个车子全毁以后
I could see God at work in each of these situations.
我可以看到神在这种种事情里头所做的工。
And when I think back about all these situations,
当我往回想这些事发生的事情
I saw how God brought us through these situations.
我看到神怎么带领我们经过这些事情。
So if God watches over us in all these other situations, why do I need to be anxious and worried?
所以神他在这过去这些种种事情带领我们经过，我为什么要为了这个淹水来担忧呢？
I think that the flooding was a year-end test for me.
我认为这个淹水是在过去这个年中的时候，这给我一个试炼。
God was almost saying, "Okay, brought you through all this. I'm going to give you one more test."
好像神在跟我讲，我带你经过这许多的试炼，我给你最后一个试炼。
And I was able to find joy even as I was sucking up water.
好，即使在当我在吸水的时候，我也能够找到喜乐。
Because I'm reminded that when Jesus is with us, there can still be joy.
因为我被提醒，当耶稣跟我同在的时候，我还是能够找到喜乐。
It's an interesting thing not to be happy, but to be joyful.
这个是很有趣的。我们可以不是很快乐，但是我们可以很喜乐。
Going through mom's stuff, every time we go to her house, there's a sense of sadness.
当我每次到我母亲的家里来清理这些东西的时候，我们心里都有一种悲伤。
That's why my sister and I want to sell the house.
就是我们想要来卖这个房子。
Everyone says you should keep the house because it's a good investment.
每个人都说你应该保留这房子，因为这是很好的投资。
We say every time we go back, we feel sad.
但是我们讲说每次我们回去那个房子，我们都觉得很忧伤。
Because we remember all the memories.
因为我们回想到过去的回忆。
And remember that mom is not with us.
然后我们想到现在我们母亲已经不在这里了。
So we want to sell the house.
所以我们想要卖这个房子。
But We still feel a sense of peace.
但是我们还是感到有一种平安。
And it is because of the joy that exists.
这是因为这里头所存在的这个喜乐。
Because we know that God is guiding us through each of these circumstances.
因为我们知道神带领我们经过这许许多多的这些困难。
The book of Revelation helps us understand that life is not about happiness.
启示录帮助我们了解人生不仅仅是为了快乐。
We will go through trials in life because we live in a sinful world.
我们会经过人生许多的试炼，因为我们所居住的是一个是充满罪恶的世界。
We will face suffering, we will face persecution.
我们是会面临痛苦，我们也会面临逼迫。
But John helped believers understand that it is not the circumstances of life.But it is the presence of Jesus that brings us through.
但是使徒约翰在这帮助我们了解，不是这个我们周围的景况，而是耶稣基督他带领我们经过。
And he reveals what is going to happen in the future, so that we may have the assurance that God is still at work even when a situation seems hopeless.
所以他把未来的事情向我们显现，就是让我们能够知道，虽然我们面临的状况不好，但是神还一直不停的在工作。
The book of Revelation is God's assurance of joy.
这个启示录是神对我们喜乐的一个保证。
That his joy is found in Jesus.
这个喜乐是在耶稣的身上所找到的。
It's found in Jesus' sovereignty.
这也是在耶稣的主权上找到的。
And it's found in Jesus' presence.
这也是在耶稣的同在里找到的。
Jesus is still with us to ensure that we succeed and flourish even in the midst of a sinful world.
所以耶稣他还在我们当中跟我们保证，即使我们在这个充满了罪恶的世界，我们还是能够成功，我还是能够蓬勃的发展。
Jesus is the light in the darkness.
耶稣他是在黑暗里的光明。
He is the warmth in the cold.
他是在寒冷的里头的温暖。
Jesus is love in the midst of apathy.
他是在冷淡中的爱。
Jesus is mercy in a world of cruelty.
他是在残酷的世界里头的连续。
Jesus is the hope in uncertainty.
他是在疑虑当中的盼望。
Jesus is the joy in sorrow.
他是在我们悲伤里头的喜乐。
W.B. Knight says, The joy is the flag that flies over the castle of our hearts, announcing that the king is in residence today.
W.B. Knight 他讲到喜乐就是那个飞在我们心里的城堡的上面的一面旗子，宣称我们的王他是在我们，他今天是在我们当中。
When we are in Jesus, we are at home with joy.
当我们跟基督在我们，当我们在基督耶稣里面的时候，我们就有这种归属感的喜乐。
So is Jesus King of your home or your heart today?
所以耶稣他是不是我们心里的王呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。